This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. This is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch. In addition to being the advocate for the government customer in Avaya's product development organization, I have held the dual role as Avaya champion to the International Avaya Users Group Contact Center Council. Welcome to this week's episode of Avaya Tech Talk, in which we break from the forum of discussing how communications technologies are being used by government to improve the ways government serves the citizen, to talk about the upcoming IAUG Converge 2013 conference. May I introduce you to Dr. Val Matula, Senior Director of Multimedia Research at Avaya. We are here to talk about one of the sessions Dr. Matula will be hosting during the upcoming IAUG Converge 2013 that is taking place in Orlando, Florida at the Gaylord Palms Convention Center. It's on June 3rd through the 7th. On June 5th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Dr. Matula will be presenting Avaya Labs' review of Consumer Technology Trends 2013, Taking Advantage to Improve Customer Service. During the session, Dr. Matula will highlight how to improve customer service and incorporate communications by identifying and quantifying new trends in consumer communications technologies, and then planning a methodical 2 to 4 year program to leverage these trends. Dr. Matula, welcome to the Avaya Tech Talk podcast.
Well, thanks, Guy, and call me Val. I'm looking forward to this talk because it allows me to talk with members of the IAUG on what is coming. It's not something that people at the conference can immediately go and buy product on everything I'm going to speak about, either from Avaya or from our partners or really from the industry. But it is something that planning, if it takes place now, in how they lay out their network, how they begin to organize their agents, how they talk to their businesses and lines of business inside of their companies, a lot of planning can take effect now so they can be more effective, contribute more strongly to their company's success going forward. So I'm looking forward to this talk.
Well, we're all looking forward to it as well, because you're a perennial favorite during the IAUG conferences, and your presentations are always standing room only, and the formal feedback from participants is among the highest of all the ranks of anybody that presents at these sessions. Are there any particular nuggets of treats that the Avaya Labs Review of Consumer Technology Trends will have in store for attendees this year?
Thanks for passing along that information. I always appreciate it. The feedback forms are always helpful in trying to refine talks like this. I think that we're going to go into more detail this year on the shift of consumers and how they interact with the public internet. We've read in the paper about how the use of PCs is declining, how the use of mobile and what I call untethered devices is increasing. So what this means with respect to customer service centers, how they organize their agents, all the way from features they need to offer, ability to interact with web pages midstream with a caller, speech analytics and how that's going to be affected, the use of voice codecs, where video might be appropriate and where it won't be appropriate, and finally, perhaps reexamining what it means to do customer service in this new world where consumers can do so much already for themselves. You know, when do they need an agent, and how can an agent be most helpful in those situations? In some sense, it sounds like more of the same. We've been talking about multimedia contact center for a long time. However, there's some fundamental shifts that are happening in the last 2 years in the way consumers themselves think, and therefore their expectation of a call center, and some fundamental shifts in what's being offered in consumer devices. I mean, I said here in the original abstract that we were going to talk about consumer electronics show information. Shoot, that's from January. That's old news. I mean, we've got updates related to WebRTC and the evolution of WebRTC that are literally coming out week by week by Google competitors, patent issues, and we're going to review that as well so that call centers can make plans on how to use this technology.
You've got a keen way of translating complex technology topics into a language that business managers and executives can understand and relate to their businesses. What are the key trends in 2013 that you see that are becoming important to the business manager?
To the business manager, I think it's going to be a walk away from the unconnected call center. So some of our customers, you know, people that use Avaya technology, have strongly embraced the idea of a multiple media customer service center, of which voice is a part, but it is only a part. And so you have SMS, you have web interaction, you have escalation out of web into text chat, these all being an integral part of their plan and program for serving customers. What we're now seeing is the need to meld them. In other words, it's not enough to offer text chat. You have to be able to smoothly get from text chat into a conversation or a co-browsing situation with an agent sometimes. Sometimes text chat isn't really useful. Your customer knows they need to talk to somebody, and I mean talk as in use your voice because it's faster. So there's a lot of things going on in that realm. The move to mobile means that what we used to assume was a good PC activity is no longer practical or convenient if I'm on a mobile device, especially a small screen mobile device. And so maybe the best way to summarize it is that instead of thinking of it being voice only, which is obviously nothing our audience is going to be doing today, but instead of thinking it as being a PC with mobile there too, it's almost become a three-screen strategy that needs to be adopted. PCs with full keyboard, mouse, lots of interactivity, and kind of person in chair. Tablet device, which means it can be thought of as mobile, but quite frankly, me sitting on the couch watching a NFL football game on a Sunday afternoon looking at flight options, I'm untethered, but I'm not very mobile, and I have a larger screen. And then finally, the truly mobile person, I'm sitting on an iPhone, sitting on a car rental shuttle going from the terminal out to where I'm going to get my car. That's true mobile in every sense of the word. So being able to adapt the customer service center to those three very different scenarios is part of what we're going to talk about.
Great, great. It's always extraordinarily cool. You mentioned the Consumer Electronics Show. It's always cool to be able to attend those events, and you see all the gee whiz stuff, and you've talked about all the news that's come to us since that time. Do you have any insights for the business manager about how they kind of extract those nuggets of gold that are going to mean something to their businesses?
I've been pretty calm and level voiced here up to this point, but let me tell you a little bit of excitement. The nice thing about going to the Consumer Electronics Show is you can find always something so outlandish you can't possibly believe how it would help your business or how it would be appropriate. I go back a couple of 3 years to seeing the internet on built into a large refrigerator that was provided. But, you know, as you look at it in terms of business nuggets, I think that what you're seeing is people really trying to figure out how to put internet and connectivity into more devices than just phones. And with connectivity comes the opportunity to do customer service. So point of sale devices, you know, screens at the end of the aisle at the grocery store, building it into the dashboard of a car. You know, these are areas which were science fiction or yeah, someday, but no time, you know, close in and practical, so to speak. What the CES and other shows allow you to do is really realize it's just around the corner. I just bought an Android device in which I'm able to now do full voice and video from it using a browser into a prototype system we've created here at the labs. I couldn't do that a year ago, and people weren't even talking about that a year ago. And now I bought it at Best Buy. So not to plug any one retailer, but the point is that things are changing fast, and you have to keep hitting the reset button on what you think is practical and business ready almost every year. So we're going to do it again.
Absolutely. Welcome to Orlando. Not to steal too much of your thunder in Orlando, but do you have a couple of teasers you'd like to leave with the audience to tell them what they would expect when they attend?
Well, first and foremost, this is a show that that is great for our end users. And I'm speaking of the entire IAUG here because it brings together three things. A great demonstration of our product in the demo area, the ability to connect with and talk specifically to our product managers as well as to our services people, both in the lectures that they give, but more importantly, to snag them as they walk out of the room and buttonhole them for your personal concern and your personal interest. And then finally, you know, with respect to my talk, I think we're going to have the opportunity in this hour to open your eyes, perhaps get validation from you and your fellow attendees. Are you using this? Have you seen issues? Are you thinking about this? So nothing helps you move forward like having confidence. And some of that confidence is going to come from speaking with your co-attendees and realizing they have the same opportunity as you do, the same issues, but also that they're beginning to experiment with these technologies themselves. And therefore, as you go home, you realize that you may want to investigate as well. So I'm looking forward to it top to bottom, start to end. It's going to be a great conference.
Great. It always is. And I've written blogs about it and done podcasts in the past. So folks who are interested in learning more about past events can go and check those out. Would you like to talk to us a little bit about some of the innovations that Avaya has in the market today that are a direct result of work you've done?
You know, it goes back over a couple of years. I'll go all the way back to the beginning. It was my team that put Voice XML inside of the original interactive voice response and voice portal, which obviously is the fundamental of today's voice response business. Team was the first to implement a video call center using Avaya technology. We did it both with Communication Manager and with Interaction Center. So we have experience in both of those areas, extending them to video. More recently, my team was the team that created the first offering in social media, Avaya Social Media Manager. We've since extended that with a core language processing team to enable it to process over 30 different languages, including Far Eastern languages, Thai, as well as the more common to us known Western languages. We've done WebRTC work and have both implemented call center related WebRTC communication into browsers, as well as implementing an entire Flare experience inside of a browser using WebRTC. And so with these new prototypes, we're helping to move the company forward to, you know, go into the next era. So a lot of things going on inside the labs, and all of them relevant eventually to the users here. So it's something that I'm looking forward to, because half of the story is showing what we have and what we're thinking. The other half is listening, getting the attendees' feedback, and really getting a sense of what is going to stick and work and what might just need a few more years to shake out and really be business useful.
We're almost done. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what life is like for Val Matula? What is it like to be on the cutting edge of research in an organization like Avaya that's creating new solutions in the dynamic industry, providing communication solutions to enterprise organizations?
It's exciting, but it's also challenging, because you are both looking ahead at what could be. Sometimes you get a little impatient. You'd like to implement every great new idea as quickly as possible, but it takes time to let the product and the product house get a sense of what it is that you're trying to propose. One has to find the right time to make it available to our customers and to our end users. And quite frankly, and this is sometimes the hardest part, the technology can be ready, the product can be ready, but especially in customer service, you really depend upon the consumer to be willing to embrace it, to understand it, and to find value in it. And for example, video is a good example of this. So you can have video call center. We had it 7 years ago, but until the end user is comfortable, maybe through their experience with Skype or FaceTime or other, let me talk to my kids, let me talk to my grandkids type technology, technology, they haven't been willing to use it. Now that they've had that, quote, training or experience, they're willing to use it when they talk to businesses. I don't have a lot of patience sometimes in waiting for, you know, the consumers to come forward, but it's a necessary part of the business, and that's what fills up the rest of the equation.
Okay, well, this is my last question, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I know how valuable your time is. As we close out the podcast, Val, is there something you'd like to tell the audience that perhaps people would find surprising about you?
Yes, actually. There's always a chance to pick up and do something new. About 10 years ago, I'd been listening to pipe organ music for a long time, and suddenly realized that while I had had a little bit of musical training when I was a kid, I really hadn't done anything with it since then. So I approached a church organist and said, I know I'm 40 some odd years old, but I'd like to take lessons. She looked at me not once but twice and then said, all right, I'll give a go at it if you will. And so since that time, I've been taking lessons, progressing in my skill, and being to play, you know, on Sundays, etc. So the point is that I'm really interested in it. It kind of relates back to my signal processing and acoustics background, because it is all, you know, natural sound. But also to the folks here listening, it's never too late to decide that one Tuesday morning you'd like to do something different, whether it be learn the pipe organ, learn how to speak French, or, we'll get practical here, implement something new in your customer service center. So with that, Guy, thanks so much for the interview, and I hope to see as many people as possible when we're in Orlando.
Thank you, Val. Thank you very much. This is great. We've been speaking today with Dr. Val Matula, Senior Director, Multimedia Research at Avaya, about the session Avaya Labs Review of Consumer Technology Trends 2013 that will take place during the IAUG Converge 2013 conference in Orlando, Florida, June 3rd through the 7th. Please note that during the IAUG Converge 2013, fellow APN podcast host Mark Fletcher and I will be producing live interviews and content originating from Orlando. Please join us for a large amount of new content, industry insights, and special announcements. Thanks for joining me here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes and follow us on Twitter, hashtag APN Podcast. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer here in Avaya's product development organization.
This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.